So we need to be considering a full debate on the extent to which speculation makes a difference. We believe, and we're not the first to invent this idea, I would say, Mr. President, that the solution to $4 gasoline prices is to find more oil or to use less oil. I wasn't the best student in economics at Vanderbilt University years ago, but that's what I was taught in Economic 101, that the reason gas prices are high is because we've had growing demand and diminishing supplies. And I'll get back to this more, what we do today about future prices can make all the difference in today's prices. I'm not the only one who believes that as well. Martin Feldstein, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Reagan, a Harvard professor, member of the Wall Street Journal's Board of Contributors, said in an article a few days ago, any steps that can be taken now to increase the future supply of oil, that's finding more, or reduce the future demand for oil in the United States, that's using less, can therefore lead to lower prices and increased consumption today, not 10 years from now, not 5 years from now. What we plan for the future can make a difference in the prices today, and we need to be doing that. April is a single mother of two in Sevier County, Tennessee, who took a job 40 miles away 2 years ago so she wouldn't have to live off welfare. With gas prices rising, she's spending about $160 a week on gas and can't afford to pay all the bills. She sent me that letter in the last couple of weeks. Dave in Murfreesboro was laid off from his job at a trucking company in Jackson because they had to declare bankruptcy, couldn't afford the gas. The company just expanded the dispatch office and bought new trucks when they ran out of money from rising fuel prices. He's now worried our middle class is disappearing. Robert in Elizabeth in Tennessee, a retired police officer, worked his whole life so he could retire. But with gas prices high, he says he's had to cut back on his trips to the doctor and the grocery store because it's gotten so expensive. And Glenna in Lafayette is on Social Security, a fixed income. She can barely afford to leave home. Even the food in her local grocery has gotten more expensive because they have to pay a gas fee for deliveries, and I might add, because of high energy prices, make food prices higher. And Dave in Knoxville had to cancel his family's vacation this year. He'll be having a staycation, as he says. He just got a promotion and raise at work, but the increase in living costs with food and gas has left him with no net gain. Instead, he's struggling to pay his bills. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to include in the record these five letters and emails from Tennesseans who are Americans hurt by high gas prices. So they may
ask, without objection, so
they may ask us, all right, you're United States senators. You're in charge of the Congress. Do something. Well, we say, find more, use less. And we have a bill. 44 senators have co-sponsored the bill. And we asked to bring it up. Senator Vitter of Louisiana brought it up the other day, and on behalf of the Democratic side, it was objected to. Now, I can understand that. Maybe it wasn't convenient to bring it up that day, but it's not convenient for the letter writers I wrote to wait another 2 or 3 days for us to seriously deal with the issue of gasoline prices either.